Hey, what's going on there, pal? What is it, 23rd? 23rd of June? Maybe? 22nd? I don't know. It's all blur. Thick-tongued. A little bit loosey-goosey. Seems like once summer comes around, fucking we start kicking our heels up. Forgetting when we went to bed, all that bullshit. Oh, there's Town and Country. Trash guys. These guys are silly. That's all I can say. They're just silly. Had a weird up and down ride with those clowns. Because we got to pay for trash out here. So, my neighbor told me at one point that those guys ripped through my trash and fucking took a big gallon of Jim Beam whiskey, which I can't stand. Started chugging that shit in the fucking car. Whether it was true or not, the thing about my neighbor, it's like you got to keep it all in context. You wonder half the time if you're getting the truth, but he's a great guy. He was telling me about breaking into some secret presidential portal online, and this comes from a fellow that can't really spell well, can't really. There's nothing to me that impels me to believe that he's got some prowess on the web at all. Alright, let's see. What else is going on here? Let's see. Oh, yeah. Carrie and I would like to set up a web business where we put together websites for people that have passed, like for you and for Austin, for instance. And it's one of those things we were talking last night about possibly taking out a small business loan and getting a big server and all this shit. It's like, there's always been something about business that has always made me a little bit afraid to do something that big and grandiose, because you never know if it's going to work out. And you know, is your investment going to be a loss and all that shit? Are you confident enough in your idea? But anyways, we think about setting up some websites, going through some funeral homes. This would have been a perfect thing for me to market with you if you were around, if you were ever going to get into the funeral business like you talked about. But at any rate, we'll put our feelers out there and see what we can't pull off. So Obama's starting to get some criticism from people that he's not living up to his promises, which is, of course, going to happen. I mean, he had some lofty promises. We watch this guy, Bill Maher, and I know you know about him, too. And he talks about the new Republican as the Democrat, because they're so loosey-goosey and whimsical about the way they believe and what they do and how they do it and shit like that. And there's a lot of ways that I believe them. It's the notion that, especially under Clinton, especially in plain sight of old Bush Jr., the notion of progressive politics was such a big trumpet, like that was happening all the time under Clinton, that we thought it was going to happen under Obama all the time. And I think there has been a lot of progress. But I think as far as the real progressive politician doing things that are so fucking absolutely right for what we need to have done for this country and for, God, healthcare. Just the universal healthcare would be a miracle if that could fucking happen. Our healthcare system is so fucked up, and it's like the older I get, the more I realize how fucking horrible this shit is. But at any rate, that's the story. We're all sticking to it, and the Bane Paradise, pal. Enjoy it. Let's see, I'm gonna take you out with Miles' favorite song. I'm sure I've done this before, but I'm gonna do it again. Ready?